Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How you been? A shotgun snap taken by Shadur, throws it right side. Travis Hunter reaches up, makes a spectacular grab. Touchdown! Touchdown, Colorado! He's an alien! He's a freak! He's a mutant! He's the best player in college football! And the Buffaloes take a 10-point lead, 30-20.
Oh, Mark Johnson on the call, Learfield Sports, Buffs Radio Network. That guy's got the best pipes.
Yes.
Around.
Yeah.
Like
he's got a voice made for radio.
And he is exactly like you would think he looks.
Mm-hmm.
He wears a cowboy hat everywhere he goes.
So he's not Noah Eagle.
Belt buckle. He is a mountain of a man. Mm-hmm. He wears like the
he's
like
Brick the, from Anchorman.
He's Champ Kind.
Champ Kind. Yeah.
And he wears that same jacket. Like he wears like the Western like suit jacket. And he's the nicest guy ever.
With the
ever.
Patches?
He's the nicest guy ever.
Love or is it the tassels in Dumb and Dumber and Jim
Not no, no, no ta don't know.
That's
he's,
a bummer.
No, he's not a fancy lad.
No,
he
it's,
is
it's patches.
He's a rancher.
He's a workman.
And I think he does. He lives like on a ranch.
I mean, if you live in Colorado, it's
yeah.
Yeah. My aunt lived there for 20, 30 years.
Oh, all right.
They had their own ranch out there. It's kind of like if you don't live in the city, you live on a ranch.
But what a great call for Travis Hunter, because that Heisman campaign, you asked yesterday, mm-hmm. is it the start of the Heisman campaign for Travis Hunter? Absolutely.
Was that the catch in the end zone where he got interfered with, or is that the egregious push off? Which one was that?
That was the interference catch in the end zone.
Where he got pushed.
He is absolutely electric.
Played 70 bleeping snaps last night.
He missed two plays.
Unreal.
Yeah, 129 snaps.
Two plays in the entire game. Now, talking to sports performance people last year, the big question was,
can he hold up?
Will his body be able to hold up, and can he play for a full season doing this? And you saw it was a cheap shot against Colorado State, right, where he got hurt. Mm-hmm. But when you play that many snaps, it doesn't matter. You're going to be exposed to cheap shots. You're going to be exposed to wear and tear throughout the course of a season. I don't know if he can, but what we do know is that even in limited run, the guy, we saw it with Charles Woodson, right?
Yeah.
Charles Woodson was a defensive back, a return man, and very limited offensively. Mm-hmm. He got a few offensive snaps in, though, throughout the course of the season. The fact that Travis Hunter goes off for 132 yards, 7 catches, and 3 touchdowns, even at the beginning of the year, even against an FCS opponent, that right there, if he can hold up and he can play even 10 games this year, He probably is
wins the Heisman.
Probably is a Heisman Trophy winner because he is really damn good.
He is a game breaker.
I also have been saying this for a really long time. Travis Hunter's a better receiver than he is a corner. Yeah. I watch him and everybody's like, oh, he's gonna be CB1. He's a better receiver than he is a corner.
What makes him effective as a corner is his ball skills.
He is a yes.
That's what makes it's not he doesn't want to tackle.
Neither did his coach. But he's not a tactician.
No.
He is not very sound
as a defensive back. He's tall, long, rangy, and he's got crazy good ball
skills. But he can make up for being out of position with his sheer athleticism, mm-hmm. which I don't think you're going to get away with when you get to the NFL. No. We've seen against really good receivers in college. He can't get away with it then. But the crazy ball skills, too, and being able to play defensive back like a corner, like a receiver, and go and high point the ball, too, that is where he is different in that regard. He's a better receiver, though.
Yeah. No, he's... He is... I mean, that catch in the end zone was incredible.
Bonkers.
I mean, it had no business making that catch.
Nope.
The raw talent is unreal. And I don't know if he's going to be, you know, a world-changing Justin Jefferson type wide receiver, but... If you told me he ended up being it, I wouldn't bet against it.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, even though he's not the most, again, tactical or the most precise, he is so overwhelming as an athlete with his size and his catch radius. And his hands are otherworldly.
He's really good.
Like, it really is. But the problem is, for Colorado, they needed every last ounce of that to remotely play with North Dakota State.
Colorado is not a good football team.
They are going to get smoked this year.
If you look at what, I don't know, Kansas did to Lindenwood, and look, North Dakota State is an elite FCS program.
Yes, they won
they are
six
very good.
Of their last seven against FBS schools.
Okay. But you look at what Kansas did, you look at what Utah did, and by the way, Cam Rising is back.
Did you see that first touchdown throw?
Well,
oh, good
his
Lord.
First half, he played a half of football. Went 10 of 15, 254 yards, and 5 touchdowns.
That first throw was, that was the hey, his knee's fine.
And this is the difference, though, between, and look, Colorado offensively, they are improved. They are better than what they were a year ago. But here's the deal. Their defense still is not very good. Their defense still is not very good. When you look at the fact that, you know, North Dakota State piled up damn near 300 yards through the air, 157 on the ground. You look at that and you're like, all right, yeah, they're going to have some problems when they get into Big 12 play. The biggest difference here in like North Dakota State being in a great FCS program is that Colorado in everything that, you know, that's not Louis that he brought in last year, Dion. It's not Louis that he brought in this year either. They are not very well coached. Why in the world they were throwing the ball late in the game is...
With a minute 41 to go?
Beyond me.
And your opponent has a timeout?
Except for the fact that you wanted to pad Shadur's stats. And there was a thought in that coaching staff that if we don't run out the clock offensively, we're going to lose this game defensively. And you saw it at the end of the game with, they got the ball with a minute and a half to go. Wait, it was less than a minute to go. It was like 30 some seconds on the last drive that they had, wasn't it? North Dakota State.
Yeah.
They had the ball for 31 seconds and they got down to the 4-yard line. They made 88 yards on 6 plays in 31 seconds. 31 seconds. Colorado is not deep. They get gashed mm-hmm. in the secondary. That is a problem. And this is why it's such a huge problem, is that the FCS, even though North Dakota State is an elite FCS program, mm-hmm. you have 22 fewer scholarship players available for you. 22 in that fourth quarter. If you're the team that's melting down in the fourth quarter, that tells you all you need to know about what is going to happen when they play another team that has 85 scholarship players.
North Dakota State sat there and watched the Colorado State film from last year and said, hey, those mesh concepts, those worked really well. Why did other teams stop doing that? And then what did they do? Every single big gash play.
Well, everybody kept doing it to them after that Colorado State game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The idea of like that this was going to be different, and they just said we're going to keep doing that too.
Yeah.
And every single big gash play was a drag. And then turned up field at 45. And the receiver for North Dakota State, number one, was that Henderson? Yeah, that was Henderson. If he had one more gear, like if he had the true elite FBS, let's say he's Travis Hunter. If that's an FBS, let's say it's Evan Stewart or Tez Johnson or Jurian Dickey, somebody with just elite, top end, no BS FBS speed. Those are touchdowns.
Yep.
Like he got caught just barely a couple different times on 5-7 yard drag routes. Nothing. Just mesh concepts over and over and over and over and over. You're sitting there going, they're breaking massive. What did they throw the ball? 24 total times? And they got 300 yards?
And that was, if you looked at that final drive, they got down to the 4 yard line. And this is another, hey, come on, guys. Are you playing for yourself? Are you a well-coached team that is listening and playing to win?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't bat the ball down on a Hail Mary. Like you had four defenders around two.
Mm-hmm.
And North Dakota State came down with the ball because they didn't bat the ball down.
Mm.
Got to the four-yard line. They got gashed in the middle of the field, and North Dakota State just, with 31 seconds, they didn't have enough time. They would have, if there was a minute to go in that game, mm-hmm.
They would have won.
North Dakota State wins that game.
I mean, it's
without a doubt in my mind. And that's why they were throwing the football. But it also was to the detriment of, if you run the ball and if you are a good team,
they never get the ball back.
In the fourth quarter, you can run the ball against even an elite FCS mm-hmm. opponent and say, we are going to pick up a first down. We are going to continue to move the ball down the field. But the reality is Colorado's offensive line is still not that good.
Mm-hmm.
They went to, all right, Shadur, Travis, Jimmy Horn Jr., you guys save us. This is the path that we have to do to win this game. And they got just enough time off the clock to where they were able to punt. Their punter's good.
Mm.
Their punter's really good.
Shedeur Sanders got rid of the ball quicker.
He sure did, except for the last play. Oh boy, that's a tough pill to swallow for North Dakota State, too.
Underthrowing it by 5 yards and getting a PI.
You get a ton of pressure on Shedeur Sanders. It's third down and 8. And at that point, it was third down and 8 with a minute 52 to go, and Colorado's on their own 27-yard line.
I mean, they got a punt there.
You would have to punt the football. You would have saved North Dakota State timeouts. Mm-hmm. You force Shedeur to scramble around. And look, he is elusive. He's not fast. No. He's not a runner, right? But he is elusive enough, creates enough time. He scrambles for 10 seconds, and a wildly underthrown ball draws a pass interference, which it was a pass interference.
Yeah.
Right? DB didn't turn around and look, but the ball was underthrown. If that, like, that's such a tough pill to swallow.
I want that call changed.
Is that if the ball is that far underthrown? Yeah.
If it's egregiously, it's uncatchable. And it was like, oh, then it becomes subjective. I'm like, you know, it's like the Supreme Court. You know porn when you see it.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. You know there's a 0% chance that anybody's getting that ball.
Yeah, I think the receiver could have gotten it if nobody was there.
Yes.
But I mean, the DB was in a trail position. He's like, his thought in his mind is, I need to catch up to this guy who's been scrambling around for the play was 9 seconds mm-hmm. long. It literally was 9 seconds long. Being in coverage for 9 seconds is insanely tough to do. You know, it's like 3.5 seconds is about your max when you're chasing a guy around. And he was in recovery mode saying, I don't want to get beat over the top. And then it was, I mean, that ball was 5 yards underthrown. Mm-hmm. Receiver could have come back if nobody was there. I agree, though. I would like to see it go away, but as the rules are, that was PI. They get bailed out on that because of the scramble, the underthrow, and it's just like, oh my goodness. That's tough for North Dakota State.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.